T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, where I had lunch yesterday. It is delicious. Get on board. Make it happen. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. You can check all of us out. All kinds of fun stuff up there right now at Courtney & Co. Y98 on Instagram. Make sure that you follow us.
And speaking of foodstuffs, way to go, Eckert's. I'm having one of their delicious peaches.
Oh, yum.
An Eckert's peach,
and they are perfect.
Did you buy it somewhere, or were you out
I did.
There?
I bought it at Schnucks.
Nice.
You could have lied and said you picked it yourself.
I don't like to lie, Jen. That may be your game.
Foodstuffs.
Wow. Starts early in the segment.
Yeah, getting testy on foodstuffs. You're going to want to see this on Instagram. New product alert. How about this? It's a smaller shop that's there in Pennsylvania and Ohio, but you can buy these things online. And here is what this guy did. Oreos, chocolate-covered Oreos, those are a thing. Well, here's what guy does. He takes an Oreo cookie, he opens it up, he slips a dill pickle in there, puts it back together, then covers it in chocolate and sells them. How does that sound to you guys?
That's not my thing.
No.
Doesn't sound like something you'd eat a lot of.
Right.
Maybe have a nibble.
It's just not my thing.
I do love pickles. I mean, he must be doing it because some people love it.
Yeah, right.
I'm a huge Oreo guy, and I'm a huge pickle guy. You guys know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to try it.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well,
let's order some.
Yeah. I might be ordering some. You get 3 for $9.
Oh. Well, that's a lot.
You know what? He's going to make his year just by radio people trying them.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we could make them for way cheaper.
Yeah.
I think it sounds...
I'm willing to pay $9 to not have to make them.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Foodstuffs.
If there's one thing you've learned from Foodstuffs in the past, you've learned that Ed Sheeran loves ketchup. Loves it. He's got a ketchup tattoo. We go
Heinz
on and on.
Ketchup, right?
Heinz ketchup specifically.
They have Edchup.
They did Edchup. They did this limited edition thing. So they got this other one where it's... the Ed Sheeran ketchups, but it's the bottle is designed to look like his tattoos. And then there were a few that he autographed. He sold them, and he made just 3 bottles, and he sold them for $5,000.
A piece or two?
So made a lot of money. Total. So made a lot of money for charity. The most went for $1,823. It is believed to have set the world record for the most expensive bottle of ketchup.
Well,
he's giving
yeah.
it to charity, so that's good.
Good job.
Yeah.
Right? All right, one more story. And we'll get to the fun stuff. This senator in New Jersey, so he's like a state senator. He was in this restaurant. I guess the waitress was complaining, mentioned that she just was tipped poorly. So she showed the guy the receipt from this other guy. Anthony Dieroff is the guy who tipped poorly. 74 cents on a bill of $119.26.
Wow. The bad tipper is not the state state.
Bad tipper's just some 37-year-old dude.
Named Anthony.
He builds train engines. Anthony Dieroff, and he lives in Pennsylvania, small town. And he said the service was really terrible. So then this state senator, this guy Declan O'Scanlan, goes in there, calls
Declan
him out.
Declan O'Scanlan. Vietnamese, right?
Calls him out.
Declan O'Scanlan.
Calls him out on Twitter for leaving a bad tip. It's gone viral.
He used his name.
So now this guy's pretty angry, and he's like, I would think a senator's got better things to do than this.
Yeah, but it does aggravate you.
Legal action.
Just yesterday we talked, if I would have had those guys' names at the golf course where they said no thanks on the gratuity, I wouldn't have said their names.
You wouldn't have?
No.
I feel like 37 cents is worse than no tip at all. Am I right?
Well, he probably left cash and just left, I would imagine.
Did he say anything like, hey, listen, the service was bad?
Yes, he said the service was bad. He said they sat for 10 or 15 minutes before a server came over and that they thought about walking out. There were no more than 20 people in the restaurant. The service was slow throughout their meal. At one point, he had to wave over the hostess because the server was absent and focused on other people. They had drinks, spinach artichoke dip, and pork chops, but they gave up on dessert. The food was good, but the service was terrible.
119. That's a heavy-duty
bill for that. Yeah, they had some drinks for sure. But so I
don't know what side I'm on. I don't love the...
You shouldn't tip like that, but this guy calling him out publicly is bad. Especially he's got a little bit of a following.
Do you think that guy has any kind of case against him?
Libel or slander, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I would think
defamation
so.
Defamation of character?
Yeah.
Let me put on my lawyer hat real quick. Yeah, he's got a case.
Food stuffs.
And finally, all the rage. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Popeyes put out a chicken sandwich, and people are raving about it. It has lit the world on fire.
My mother, two straight days.
Karen Landrum.
Because I told her about it Saturday. I had one, and it was amazing to me. Told my mom she had one on Sunday, and then she went back yesterday for another one. She loved it that much.
But people are excited, but a lot of people taking this personally, mainly huge fans of Chick-fil-A, right? Because they're known
There's
for the chicken
for
sandwich.
All the chicken sandwiches,
so
people.
A lot of battling going on, and the two brands got into it on Twitter. We got ourselves a Twitter feud, folks.
Oh, Sit back and listen.
Started with this. So yesterday, Popeye's obviously getting all the hype. Chick-fil-A tweeted. They didn't call him out or anything, but they tweeted, bun plus chicken plus pickles equals all the love for the original. People liked it.
People liked it.
Then Popeye's, they quote tweeted it and said, y'all good?
Oh!
Pretty serious. Twitter then completely exploded. People got involved. They were fighting, taking sides. Later on Monday, then Wendy's decided that it needed to add its 2 cents to the chicken sandwich conversation.
And Wendy's can be mean.
And Wendy's drops this. Y'all out here fighting about which of these fools has the second best chicken sandwich. Wendy's getting after it. So then Popeyes gets back. Chick-fil-A says, I'm out. I'm not playing this game. I'm going to let my customer service and my sandwich speak for itself.
Yeah, you know, Chick-fil-A, they're very polite at the window. They should have just not tweeted
yesterday. Don't engage.
Yeah, right. If you're the top chicken sandwich.
It looks like you're scared.
Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh.
So Popeyes gets in, second subtweet of the day, and they say, to Wendy's tweet, sounds like somebody just ate one of our biscuits because y'all looking thirsty. Then Wendy's gets back in.
Oh no.
Tries to finish it, and they say, LOL, guess that means the food's as dry as the jokes. That's where it is right now. Still no word from Chick-fil-A. We'll keep you posted. This has been Food Stuffs.
Food Stuffs!
Man, who
I
knew?
Love it.
Talking about that chicken sandwich today, it's like the story.
Yes.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
By the way, I heard from my judge friend about that story you did. He just texted me, no case.
No case?
No case.
Oh.
No case.
Huh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The judge has spoken. That was Food Stuffs. And your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It looks like the showers and storm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.